Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If you have focused on record-high U.S. stock indices, you may have missed other American economic news that the rest of the media is mostly ignoring. Did you know that, as of late last week, the U.S. dollar index had fallen more than 8% thus far this year? It is approaching its lowest level in more than 30 months. I have warned you for months that this would happen and that I also expect this trend to continue. So, what does a declining U.S. dollar mean to you? A lot more than you may realize. The most noticeable effect will be that imports will cost more, which will lead to higher consumer prices, much greater than being reported by the U.S. government. According to the World Bank, imports into America accounted for more than 13% of the nation's gross domestic product in 2015, with China, Canada, Mexico, Japan, and Germany being the top nations shipping goods to America. Thus far this year, the U.S. dollar is down 3% against the Chinese yuan, 7% to the Canadian dollar, almost 14% versus the Mexican peso, 5% to the Japanese yen, and almost 10% to the euro used in Germany and two dozen other nations. Put another way, if your income and the value of your assets this year are not at least 7% higher than they were last year, your wealth is decreasing compared to the rest of the world. Recent statements by Federal Reserve officials confirm the recent declines in auto and truck sales, the number of houses sold, and overall retail sales. In other words, the next downturn in the American economy may already be underway. What do you think this downturn will have on U.S. stock prices going forward? On the other hand, if you had owned some physical gold and silver, their price increases this year have mostly protected you from the falling U.S. dollar. I expect they will serve as even greater wealth insurance in the months to come. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.